This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Between 8,000 and 12,000 shipping containers carrying medical supplies to various parts of the United States are on delay of up to 37 days due to ongoing transportation congestion. That's according to new data from the Health Industry Distributors Association. They say medical supplies that arrived at a U.S. port on Christmas Day won't be delivered to hospitals until February 2022. A House Democrat slammed Vice President Kamala Harris as uninterested and uncooperative on the border crisis. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, whose district covers nearly 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, told the New York Times he has been disappointed by his interactions with Harris, who was tasked by President Biden with addressing the migrant border crisis. Vice President Harris on CBS News Sunday defends her actions.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue, and it couldn't be handled at some other level.
USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas next month is where the latest and greatest electronics for the next year will be displayed. Several companies have now pulled out of the convention over fears of Omicron.
More and more companies have decided they will not be represented in Las Vegas, at least not firsthand, at the Consumer Electronics Show next month. Microsoft now the latest to say it will only participate in the CES remotely without any physical presence because of the concerns about the rise of the fast-spreading Omicron coronavirus. Variants. Amazon, Google, Facebook, Twitter, and many other big companies have bowed out already. Before the Friday report that Microsoft will be at the CES only remotely, Consumer Electronics Show officials saying last week the event will still go on, though, scheduled on January 5th through the 8th, with vaccination requirements, masking, and COVID-19 tests available for in-person participation. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
An off-duty New York cop was shot and killed at a club in New York City last week. The suspect was later pulled over in a New Jersey traffic violation, and although New Jersey police ID'd the vehicle as the one involved in the triple shooting, new police reforms allowed the suspect to walk free. Fairview, New Jersey Police Chief Martin Kahn on Fox News vents his frustration.
The suspect did come through our jurisdiction. My officer made an excellent stop here. The stop had nothing to related with the actual shooting, believe it or not. It was for motor vehicle infractions. But throughout the investigation, it was determined that the vehicle came back as a wanted vehicle, wanted in the shooting out of New York City. We did everything we could on our end. But the policies that are in place in New York, it's a shame what's going on over there with Mayor de Blasio and his policies and the upper echelon of the NYPD following those policies and not sticking up for the officer on the street. Making it harder for us to do our jobs out there every single day. They alerted us. We had them stopped. We had them, like I said in a previous article, we had them gift wrapped for them, suspects in the shooting, and we were told to let them go because they did not have enough cause to keep them, it's a shame because now there's, a shooter on the loose, and the resources alone that are being used now to play catch up and try to find this guy is beyond me.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat for you. Robert Riley, the author of America on Trial, joins us now. He is the director of the Westminster Institute in his 25 years of government service. He served as special assistant to the president and as director of the Voice of America. He was also a senior advisor for information strategy to the Secretary of Defense and taught at the National Defense University. Robert, you and I could be talking about so much just from your bio. And I'm sure we will touch on some of these. So I cannot thank you enough for coming on the show.
Well, it's I who should thank you for having me back again.
Well, always good. I enjoy this time because because of the history that you've lived. And we're not talking a lot of opining here. I mean, this is the beauty of this independent radio show is that it's not about 8-second sound bites. We want to bring truth and reality to our audience that has been indoctrinated and propagandized.
Good for you. Wonderful that you do this.
Well, America on Trial, let's remind everybody, this is a defense of the founding. I mean, the evidence is clear. It's empirical. You have to blatantly try to rewrite history to ignore the significance of our founding fathers, which I have been saying, Robert, recently, you know, one of the things that gets omitted here, we just are on the other side a few weeks of Thanksgiving, is the impact that the pilgrims had on these foundational principles that we live under.
Well, I mean, you can go back to the Mayflower Compact and so forth, and there are a strain of influences coming from England, common law, etc. But the United States was singular, the first nation in the world founded on a universal principle that all men are created equal. That's the basis of American exceptionalism. The fact, in a way, that it wasn't exceptional, that it wasn't our peculiar history. It was a universal principle on the truth of which we based the country. This is what makes all the agitation against the American founding in our country so peculiar and insidious. And I think, Bill, nothing has exposed the extreme ideological biases more than has this current dispute. And I forget whether we talked before about the New York Times Magazine 1619 project.
Yeah.
But nothing could discredit that publication more than their publication of that 1619 project, and now, unfortunately, it's infiltration into so many schools where it's used as a text. That lead essay, the most important one, is, I would say, libelous. It's scandalous. It was written by a journalist who really has no qualifications as an American historian, and to their credit, a number of liberal American historians at places like Princeton came out and denounced it by saying that it's simply false, that she gets it wrong. And, of course, she says the United States was based upon a lie, that lie being that black people were not included in that universal principle that all men are created equal. She really doesn't provide any evidence for that because there isn't any.
Well, don't tell all the people that fought in the Civil War and died for that premise. Okay, let's take them out of the conversation.
I know, but it's right at the beginning in 1776 that the American founders enunciated their moral opposition to slavery, and one after the other denounced it as a great moral evil. Mm-hmm. Now, no one proposed slavery as a positive good, nor did anyone until some Southerners did before the Civil War. Now, Pennsylvania, this is between 1776 and 1787 when the Constitution was ratified. In that decade, every state north of the Mason-Dixon line and north of the Ohio River abolished slavery.
Yes.
Or passed legislation leading to its abolition. In 1780, Pennsylvania was the first state, it was the first government in the world to abolish slavery. And Franklin, of course, was a virulent opponent of slavery, as was Alexander Hamilton. And, of course, the much maligned Thomas Jefferson, who, of course, owned several hundred slaves on his plantation in Virginia. But no one denounced it more vigorously in moral principle. He introduced a bill in the Commonwealth of Virginia to abolish slavery. He was one of those responsible for inserting in the Northwest Ordinance the perpetual ban on slavery in that giant territory that eventually became the five Midwestern states. So that happened in 1787, banned slavery in the Northwest Territories. Now, how can you, against overwhelming evidence, make the iniquitous claim that the United States was a lie, and even more preposterously, that the American Revolution was instigated because of a fear that Great Britain was going to end slavery in the colonies, for which there is absolutely no evidence. Great Britain was the greatest slave trader in the world at the time. And it was the United States, by the way, that first banned the international slave trade in 1808. Mm-hmm. Great Britain did very shortly afterwards. But once again, the United States was the first. So it is, as I said, Bill, it's libelous. And that this is allowed in American public schools to brainwash children to think, to denigrate their country, to turn them against their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so the thing that bothers me, Robert, is that it is so clear that this is without merit, but it still lives. It's kind of like the critical race theory. You know, what they've done is they said, okay, well, we'll go and we'll doctor up the curricula and take out CRT, but yet the principles of critical race theory are still in place. I mean, this is what progressives do. Once they get onto a lie, and if there's any traction whatsoever, and sadly, there has been some traction by some misguided souls here in thinking the 1619 Project has some merit, but it's not defensible.
It's not defensible, and any respectable historian will say it's not. And by the way, I begin in the chapter called Is Slavery the Founding's Fault? By pointing out that 1619, which Hannah Jones, the author of this lead essay, said was the introduction of slavery in the United States, it was a black slavery to planters in Virginia from Dutch
traders. Robert, let me interrupt you for just a second. We've got to go to a quick break. That's okay. We just ran out of time. Let's go to a quick break, and we'll pick it up from there when we come back. Stay with us. We've got more from Robert Riley after this.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Santa Claus may be the most famous bearded man during the holiday season, but we're taking the time to acknowledge some men who are using their beards to make an eternal difference. Our 2021 Year Beard Challenge is coming to a close, and with over $25,000 raised to help buy more airtime for the Tide Ministry's gospel radio broadcast in Asia, Africa, and Europe. Men putting down their razors and growing a noteworthy beard is an excellent way to start conversations and to have a chance to share both the good news of Christ as well as what the Tide Ministry is doing around the world. We're grateful for the men who've used their beards to advance the gospel this year, and we're hoping for a new crop of whiskered disciples to carry on the tradition next year. To learn more about the Tide Year Beard Challenge and how you can grow your beard to help others hear about Jesus, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
America, 19 minutes after the top of the hour, we're talking with Robert Riley. His book, wow, I mean, it is power-packed, America on Trial, A Defense of the Founding. These are things that, you know, you've heard before, maybe you've studied, but, you know, we need to take on the 1619 Project and this narrative that's been flying around. I mean, George Orwell said that he who controls the present controls the past. And right now we have Marxists and socialists controlling the present, and they are rewriting our history right before our eyes. But it takes people who hold to the integrity of our history and the preciousness of it to fight against this diabolical movement. Robert, I want to give you back the floor here to pick up where we left off right before we went to break.
Well, Bill, I was simply going to mention the fact that slavery existed in the territory of America well before it was introduced by those Dutch traders in 1619, because the American Indians practiced slavery, as almost every tribal people did throughout history. And in fact, ironically, in a recent court decision, a federal court decided to return parts of eastern Oklahoma to Indian tribes, which land was taken from the time of the Civil War, because that Indian territory had sided with the Confederacy because the tribes had slaves and they didn't want to give them up. So this is an ignored fact that slavery was broadly practiced in the United in the territory of the United States well before black slaves were introduced here. But I'm so glad, Bill, you mentioned critical race theory. I don't see how anyone can denounce the United States and its principle that all men are created equal when the critical race theory denies the truth of that principle and practices what I would call anti-racist racism. Mm-hmm. The critical race theory, of course, is a pseudo-Marxist confabulation that substitutes race for class. Marx, of course, predicted class warfare,
right.
That the interests of classes would inevitably clash, etc. They use the same type of thinking, but say this is true of races. And so races are the new tribes, you see.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you know, nothing militates more against the tribal mentality than do the principles of the United States, that all people are created equal. It doesn't have anything to do with your tribe. Everyone is equal before the law. Well, of course, critical race theory militates against these fundamental truths. And how that could get a grip on the American mind is an indication of how bad our education system is, that there aren't more intellectual antibodies to this pseudo-Marxist racist theory that, again, is eroding loyalty to the founding principles of the United States, exactly at a time when they are once again broadly under threat. I mean, when you introduced me, Bill, you recounted some of my experience. I was a cold warrior. The Soviet Union was based on principles explicitly denying that all people are created equal. You know, only the proletariat are created equal, and the dictatorship of the proletariat is more equal than anyone else. And so there was an ideological conflict. We have a new and I think far more dangerous one in this contest with China. And if we can't once again defend, articulate, and advance our principles at a moral level, we basically have already lost.
Mm-hmm.
And by attacking ourselves in this way, we make ourselves indefensible. Who will rise to defend a country that is so morally tainted? You know? I mean, my book is dedicated to the memory of Major Robert Egan, the uncle whom I never met, who was killed in World War II, who volunteered. He was too old to be taken, but he insisted on going and gave his life. Now, did he simply squander his life? Was it not sacrificed for the sake of something noble and good? Well, people find it easy to answer that question because the Nazis were based on such explicitly evil principles. But by the way, which were of race superiority.
Yes.
And racial warfare. If the critical race theory resembles anything, it is this kind of racial ideology that led to such grotesque evil in Nazi Germany in World War II. So, it's, Bill, the most discouraging thing is how anything this outlandish could gain the traction that it has. And that's the biggest indictment of our educational system today. It's part of it,
Robert, isn't it? Because somehow we think that we're supposed to be perfect. I mean, you know, the Constitution on its face is such a brilliant document in what it did. You know, like you and I talked about before, a lot of it was aspirational. This is our goal. This is, you know, like a mission statement from a company. Are we 100% successful? No, but well, we're still working on it. Go ahead.
Oh, no, Bill, I think that's a very valuable point. You know, as Abraham Lincoln said, we're the almost chosen people. That we adhere to these principles, that we have an obligation to live up to them, that as faulty human beings, we, in some respect, fail. Now, it was Martin Luther King and the Civil Rights Movement who used those principles to prick the conscience of Americans and say, you know, it's time to live up to that principle that all men are created equal.
Yes.
And it was absolutely magnificent. I defy anybody to listen to his speech in the March on Washington from the steps of the Lincoln Monument. In which he recalled America to its best principles. It is one of the most profoundly moving things I've ever heard in my life. And
we need to hear it again.
The success of the Civil Rights Movement was exactly based on the truth of our founding principles. And those are things we have to continue to strive to live up to, but which we'll never do if they are denigrated and lied about,
right,
as they are in the 1619 Project.
Exactly, and it's tough enough anyway. As human beings, we're not perfect. I mean, the Bible reminds us almost for every day of the week to remember. And you wonder sometimes, you go, well, you know, what was God's point in telling us to remember? Because he knew us. He knew that we would forget, and we would get casual. And we've done this with this country. We've done it with the freedom. We've done it with our relationship with God, and we're paying a dire price for it today.
Well, I think there's this misunderstanding, particularly among many young people, that we should already be perfect, and the reason we're not is because of these corrupt institutions that need to be torn down. They don't have that Christian vision, as our founders did, that we are imperfect human beings, that the purpose of government is not to achieve our moral perfection, but to allow us to arrange our lives that we individually strive in our lives and through our practice of our faith to try to live good and moral lives. But government is not our salvation. Christ is.
No. Yes. Amen. Well, and that's it's about priorities, isn't it, Robert? And that's what we have to do. We have to regain and reapprehend our priorities. And when that happens, then righteousness will reign and the people will rejoice once again, we're told. Robert Riley, director of Westminster Institute, author of the book America on Trial, A Defense of the Founding. Robert, as always, appreciate the time. Thank you so much for being with us. Merry Christmas.
It's a privilege, Bill. The same to you. Thank you so much.
Here's an important COVID-19 school system update for your local area. If you're concerned about your child's education, please pay close attention to this message. The current school systems were not set up for at-home learning. If you're worried that your child may not be getting the grades they need to get ahead, may be losing self-confidence, or you're worried about them getting into a good college because of their grades, help is available to you. Call Grade Potential Tutoring. They can help with in-home or online tutoring and help your child with any subject and every grade level, even for test prep.
They're experts in the home tutoring and online tutoring field and confident they can help you and your child get better grades today. Call now for your free consultation. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. 800-539-5860. That's 800-539-5860.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Between 8,000 and 12,000 shipping containers carrying medical supplies to various parts of the United States are on delay of up to 37 days due to ongoing transportation congestion. That's according to new data from the Health Industry Distributors Association. They say medical supplies that arrived at a U.S. port on Christmas Day won't be delivered to hospitals until February 2022. A House Democrat slammed Vice President Kamala Harris as uninterested and uncooperative on the border crisis. Representative Henry Cuellar of Texas, whose district covers nearly 200 miles of the U.S.-Mexico border, told the New York Times he has been disappointed by his interactions with Harris, who was tasked by President Biden with addressing the migrant border crisis. Vice President Harris on CBS News Sunday defends her actions.
I'm Vice President of the United States. Anything that I handle is because it's a tough issue, and it couldn't be handled at some other level.
USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The country, on your smartphone, and around the world. You tune in to Bill Martinez Live.
We're back with you, America. Bill Martinez here, and guess what? We've got Jordan Goodman. Yes, America's money answers, man. He's got all the answers. We've got the questions. Lucky for us. Anything up your sleeve here, Mr. Jordan?
Only good news, Bill. We did not fall to the national debt. Yeah. We did not shut the government down.
Did you really think that we were going to shut the government down?
It was getting close, but they pushed the can down the road to February, and then we'll shut the government down then. But
why do these guys they teach us they're not really good at what do you call it at the game
legislating?
Yeah, well, that too. Oh, by the way, you're so mean, and normally you're such a kind heart. I think it's just the season. That,
how about the word compromise? They're not very good at compromise either. Yes.
Yeah, that as well. That's for sure. I mean, and the thing is, right now, see, you can't compromise when there's, you know, you don't have some kind of similar interest. Yeah. I mean, you can have a similar interest and come at it from a different direction, then you're okay because you're still compromising to that one point that serves all. Right now, I mean, it's us against them.
Opposed thing. So it's really coming to a head for is Biden's Build Back Better program. Clearly, there's going to be zero Republican support for that. It did pass the House in a purely partisan vote. I think they got five more votes than by the Democrats. And it's up to the Senate. They want to push this through by the end of the year. And it really comes down to two people, Kristen Sinema of Arizona and Joe Manchin of West Virginia, whether they're willing to do it. Now, as the bill stands right now, it would not get voted on by those two.
Yes.
They don't like the $2.2 trillion price tag. and there's various things in there.
Well, it's not even 2.2. I mean, they said, hey, let's go ahead, let's have CBO take a look at it, and and Manchin was complaining about the math, the fuzzy governmental math that Biden was employing there, and it didn't make sense. And meanwhile, he's insulting everybody by saying it's not going to cost anybody a dime. You know, watch my lips. It's not going to cost you a dime.
This is definitely not revenue neutral. Now they're talking about increasing taxes on both high income individuals and corporations. What always happens, Bill, is the revenue they project comes in less than expected, and the expenses come in more than expected. Okay, that's what always happens. And this would be a monumental case of that. They're talking about $2 trillion in spending. It could be $5 trillion. Who knows how much this is.
Once that's what CBO is saying, $5
trillion. Yeah. Once these things get established, it's really hard to take them away. And the trick that they're using is like, oh, well, we'll just give the child tax credit for a year, and then it'll expire. Right. Well, it's very hard for these things, once you give them to people, to take them back. It's hard to take a lollipop back from a baby. You try that sometimes, right?
Exactly.
And so the expenditures are going to go up much more than expected. And the revenue they're projecting, roughly $2 trillion in income from it, both corporations and individuals will find a way around it. They'll be less productive. They'll move offshore. They'll do something so that the revenues are always less. So that's why we just had to raise the national debt ceiling, which is at basically $29 trillion, by another $2.5 trillion, which is the largest increase ever, because we just keep running up these bills, and we're about to run them up even more.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I like what you say in terms of taking, candy from a baby. That really is the perfect analogy of what the Democrats have been able to do. They have created a dependent class that is childlike.
And we're about to do that much more. I mean, the Build Back Better bill has all kinds of new programs we've not had before, as far as child care, mandatory parental leave, community college. It's just got a lot of things, so-called benefits in there, what some people would say are rights, okay? But this is being paid for by people who are productive in society. And whenever you do that, you make people more dependent, and the people who pay object and find ways around it. So
it's a disincentive.
It is. Yeah. And the result of all this is inflation is really picking up sharply. Now, we had the latest consumer price index was up 6.8%. The latest producer price index was up 9.6%. I mean, these are the biggest numbers we've seen in 40 years. And this is before these bills go into effect or even get passed. You can imagine all that spending and borrowing and the impact of that on the deficit and therefore the inflation going up. And it's becoming a political liability. And I think the Democrats realize that they've got to pass this now because they're going to get wiped out in the midterms and not going to be able to do anything going forward.
Well, we only hope that's the case. Of course, Joe Biden is promising otherwise, but hey, look at, he promised that this thing wasn't going to cost us one dime either. And so his lack of concern or even awareness of the truth, it doesn't matter.
About the inflation, because that really hurts. Oh. That's a silent tax on the average American.
That we're paying right now.
They have to pay way more for food and gas and rent and medical care and entertainment and airplanes and cars and everything. It's across the board. That really upsets people a lot because we've been used to a very long period of low inflation. We haven't had inflation like this since the late 70s, basically.
Yes, exactly.
And we're just at the beginning of this process, not the end, because I think we're building in inflationary bias. For example, wages
are going up. But they told us it was transitory, Jordan. Were they just kidding?
Well, Fed Chairman Powell has taken that word transitory away because he thought that was ill-advised, because it was not transitory. These are in the wages area. It's good that people are getting more wages, but that means that businesses have to charge more to offset the higher wages, which creates more demand for higher wages. So it's what's called a wage-price spiral. It's just like what happened in the 70s, and that's kind of permanent. You can't kind of cut people's wages out of the blue. As it is, we have 11 million unfilled jobs and people quitting their jobs all the time. So workers are in a much stronger position to get higher wages than they were in the past because we need more of them.
Yes, exactly. And the thing is that for the higher wages and then inflation, it's like you get no wages. I mean, you can go around and tell everybody, okay, I'm making $20 an hour, but the net difference is bupkis,
Yeah, the purchasing power goes down if you get a higher wage, but you have to pay more for gas and food and all the other things. That's right. So people feel that. And that's going to be a big problem. Now, one of the other results of that is the Fed Reserve is finally catching on. Inflation's really getting hot, and they're starting to move to taper the bond purchases sooner than they thought before, and to start raising interest rates. Clearly, they're going to raise interest rates at least twice and maybe more in 2022, and that's going to, again, raise costs for people as well. So,
well, the reserve is and they're behind the curve here. I mean, again, this is their job. One is to really be on top of inflation, right? And it's almost like what happened to Powell? Did he?
Well, it's not been their priority.
On us or what?
Their priority was getting money into the economy to offset the pandemic, and they did lots of that, trillions of dollars. So you have a combination of monetary stimulus and fiscal stimulus, the Build Back Better and the infrastructure bill, at a time when we already have these big deficits. That is causing inflation. It's going to cause more inflation.
Without a doubt. And they should know better. Let's talk credit card, because, this is the season. And the very things that you just laid out projects that credit card usage could be at an all-time high this
year. It will. It already is. I mean, the latest numbers for November where we're up 11% over last year at the same time as far as use of credit cards. And credit's very easy to get. Banks love giving you a credit card. They can charge you 15 or 18 or 25% of whatever you get away with, and they pay you zero on your savings account. It's a great deal for the banks, right? So that's why credit is so available, but it gets people into real trouble. So you don't have to put up with ridiculously high interest rates. Here's a free website, myguidetocreditcards.com. You get the best deals. You can get frequent flyer miles if you like. You can get cash rebates up to like 5 or 6%. You can get hotel points. There's lots of different things you can do. But you get in control and find the best deal for you instead of waiting for whatever shows up in the mail, which is usually the worst possible deal, Bill.
Okay, 40 seconds left. The market's getting a little skittish here, huh?
Well, they've been skittish because they're worried about the Fed Reserve raising rates. And a lot of the kind of speculative frenzy. Remember we had all the meme stocks like GameStop and AMC were just soaring. Those are coming back down to earth, as has Bitcoin. Bitcoin got up to about 65,000, and now it's about 50,000. It's come back down a bit. So I think some of that speculative froth is being taken out.
Well, where can people be in touch with you, Jordan Goodman?
MoneyAnswers.com is my website. Always glad to get emails from your listeners, Bill.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your healthcare costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921. 7921.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move on.
Goodness.
Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they make such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
America, Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, sharing a part of your day. For more info on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. That's where you want to go. The co-founder of The Return, Reverend Kevin Jessup, is with us, along with Troy Anderson, Pulitzer Prize-nominated journalist, best-selling author, who is now the executive editor and communications director at The Return International. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
It's great to be here, Bill. Thank you.
Well, Pastor Kevin, thank you, Troy. Kevin, I wanted to talk to you, to kind of update everybody on The Return. The last time you and I talked, The Return was in D.C. We had quite a number of people, and a great number of people, you know, not only were there, but people were engaged in with the event around the world. Give us an update and tell us what's coming next.
Well, the renewal is going to be happening, Bill, on January 8th in Plant City, Florida, at the Strawberry Festival Amphitheater, which seats 10,000-plus people. And we're going to be doing a live broadcast there and simulcast. It will be covered by many stations, CTN, America's News Voice, OAN, the Frank Network, Daystar, God TV, and so on. And so Troy can speak into that in just a second, but we're looking at three verses. The reason we're doing this on January the 8th, God gave me Exodus 1:8, which says, a new king came to power in Egypt who did not know Joseph. I won't get into that story other than to say that, you know, we have an administration now that's totally different and quite frankly contrary to some of the founding principles that this nation was built upon. Then we move into Deuteronomy 1:8. There's that 1:8 again. And that Deuteronomy 1:8 says, see, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give to them and their offspring after them. And this is what we're doing on January 8th. We're going to be re-covenanting America back to God, and we reference the Mayflower Compact, the divinely inspired document that was the foundational document for the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Declaration of Independence. And finally, Acts 1:8, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. So we are We are inviting the Holy Spirit to invade the amphitheater and the airwaves of this broadcast as we once again come back to God and recovenant the covenant that we broke with him as a nation. As you know, Israel had a covenant with God, and America right. made a covenant with God, which we've broken. So it's about recovenanting that covenant.
It's interesting. I've heard the comparison that between Israel and the United States, God chose Israel, America chose God. Interesting that you have those bookends of the relationship with God. Kevin, before I bring Troy on, because I want to get some more details on this, you know me, being a man of the word and a theologian, when I hear a repeat of a verse number, it really gets my attention. How did, I mean, you know, here it is, the date, 1-8, and it's coincidental with these particular verses that God has given you. I mean, this must have, as I would say to Jonathan Kahn, had to chicken skin you when you unfold the revelation of what God is showing you and asking you to do.
Absolutely. You know, I think, and this is all led by the Holy Spirit. We were planning to do this on 11-11, which was the first anniversary of the 400 landmark of the first anniversary of the Pilgrims. And so John Robinson, the Pilgrims pastor, was my great-great-grandfather. Jonathan Kahn said, it's befitting that in your bloodline you're leading this renewal effort, which is the reconciliation and restoration of the return. You know, when we did the return in D.C., it was all about repentance. And now we have to recovenant our broken covenant with God. America's at a critical turning point in its history, and it's forgotten its heritage, values, morality, integrity, and the eternal rules of order and right. This nation was founded upon the Word of God that the Pilgrims brought to America aboard the Mayflower and embedded in the Mayflower Compact. And so it's crucial that, you know, as you said, in history, only two nations were tied together by covenants with God. God made that covenant with Israel, but America made a covenant with God. But America has broken its covenant with God. And today America is replaying that ancient judgment mystery that happened in the last days of ancient Israel before its destruction 2,700 years ago. So one of the questions we'll explore at the renewal is, have we reached the fullness of America? Is there a time when the cup of iniquity gets so full that America comes to an end? And, of course, in Romans 11, Paul unpacks the fullness of that metaphor of talking about the fullness of the Gentiles, and other scriptures speak about the cup of iniquity. And are we at the point where God lifts his hand of protection and permits judgment? So quickly, if I can just add this in here, I think it's important. Based on the biblical template, the fullness of America will arrive when four events converge. And that's, number one, God's sovereign purpose for the nation has been completed. The inhabitants of the land reject the Bible and its principles. People in the nation no longer repent and harden their hearts to the truth. Abominations become legal and acceptable laws to the majority of the people. And when those four actions unite at the same time, the fullness of time will have arrived, I believe. Now, America may not be destroyed or cease to exist, but when the national sin and rejection of God's laws persist, according to the pattern in ancient Israel, these five things will happen, and then I'll end it there. Number one, God will permit the nation to be ruled by bad leaders. Number two, God will permit strangers to rise higher than his people. Number three, God will not deliver us from those who hate us. Number four, God will allow economic challenges. And number five, God will lift his hand of protection to allow natural disasters to take place. And the purpose of all that is to lead the people to repentance. And so when the national sins overtake the majority in the nation's population, as it did in the days of Noah, and that cup of iniquity becomes full, often the fullness of that iniquity is the trigger which releases the fullness of time, which historically leads to a quick collapse of nations and empires. But America is currently in the same series of parallel cycles as we've seen in history, and they repeat themselves. But God's not done with America yet, and there is a righteous remnant standing in the gap on behalf of the unrighteous. And so I believe that in the midst of all of this darkness, Bill, we're about to see the greatest move of God and the greatest revival of all history, as the harvest is yet to come in, and the latter rain outpouring of the Holy Spirit is about to come upon us, because God says in his word, I will arise for the sake of my own name. And when he does, I believe the spirit of Elijah is going to arise in the body of Christ around the world, and we're going to see a global revival and great and mighty things which we know not of are about to happen.
Well, the Bible is clear that a great revival will be coming in the end days, because the people will realize the difference. And this is what's happening right now, Kevin. And I'm excited about this. Troy Anderson, you're not involved in this by accident. I can see, I mean, here it is with your extensive background. Now, God has called you to come in and to assist, you know, with your gifts and your talents. You must be excited about your involvement here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is an incredible honor. You know, I interviewed Billy Graham several years ago, and he actually believed that this was a vital step for America to take. He said that he compared America to ancient Nineveh, and he said when God sent the prophet Jonah to Nineveh to warn them of judgment, that the king and the people repented. And he said he believed the same thing could happen again in America. And, you know, Kevin and I met several years ago and talked about this. Kevin said he felt led to lead a national repentance movement, so we'd actually called to this in one of our books, and this by this, you know, huge miracle of God, it went forward. But then I later learned that Billy Graham had asked every president from Eisenhower to George W. Bush to call for a national repentance, and none of them did. Abraham Lincoln was the last president to do this until President Trump, you know, issued this day of prayer and return on September 26th.
Exactly.
And so the ancient Israelites, they'd have these sacred solemn assemblies, they would repent, and then they would re-covenant with God. And so this is like a step-by-step process. And so like Kevin said, Billy Graham was very hopeful that this could lead to a worldwide revival. This was his great hope. And so I think we, you know, we could be on the verge of this. We're beginning to see signs of people waking up finally to all these judgments. And you know, God is working out a great plan here.
Exactly. And I thought it was quite interesting, speaking of Billy Graham, we've known him to be, you know, fully committed to evangelism. Very rarely did he speak, to my recall, of anything of the prophetic end times. But yet he told a reporter in one of his final interviews before his passing, when asked about the last days, he said without hesitation, yes, these are, in fact, the last of the last days, he said.
Yeah, he said, this interview I did with him, he said the signs of the end of the age are converging for the first time since Jesus made those predictions. So he had, you know, periodically gave sermons on the second coming over many decades. But then, these last few interviews, he said that, you know, he saw the signs of this actually coming together. And so, you know, I spent a decade researching this. Are we really witnessing these signs of the end times the Bible talks about? And, you know, hundreds of, you know, major faith leaders have said they
exactly.
believe we are. And this Lifeway research poll came out recently. It said 9 in 10 pastors now see signs of the end times and current events. So, you know, it certainly seems we're watching this happen in real time now.
Without a doubt. We've got 30 seconds left here, Kevin. I'm going to let you summarize and wrap this up. I mean, God is true to his promise. I mean, 2 Chronicles 7:14 is still in play here, and it starts with his people who are called by his name, right? Well, Kevin and Troy, thank you. God bless. Happy New Year. Merry Christmas. Thank you for being with us. Appreciate it. Again, the website they can go to.
TheRenewal2022.org. And Bill, thank you. God bless you and your audience. Merry Christmas.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.